So it's Saturday, it's just gone 1:30, and I've just got back in from Liverpool. I took my girlfriend over to work and then took a detour to the Apple store to purchase a copy of Mac OS X Snow Leopard, which I'm installing as I speak. The tagline is "The world's most advanced operating system, finally tuned." Well, as far as features go, I'm not really that fussed about the features. Doesn't seem to really offer that much more than what I've already got on the computer. Okay, Expose's been slightly tweaked, which, okay, that should be quite cool. Safari 4, well, I've already got that. I've downloaded that. QuickTime X, seems that now QuickTime X replaces the need to have QuickTime Pro on your machine. Looks alright, yeah. I have to see how it goes. Microsoft Exchange support, well, you know, not really bothered about that. I've got Mobile Me, so yeah, whatever. Universal access, if you're blind or deaf, there's extra features which will make it good, so yeah, that's nice little touch. And then yeah, various other little refinements, the printer driver updates, we'll see how good that is, whether it works over the Airport Express. I know that, you know, I never really had a problem running the Canon when it was plugged into the USB drive, but the moment I tried to use it over the wireless network, it struggled. So we'll see if Snow Leopard can deal with that. But all in all, I'm not really that sure why I bought it, to be honest. Other than the fact that it would be nice that the system might work a little bit faster. We'll have to see how that goes. And as well as that, I'm interested in freeing up a little bit of space, because I've had a nightmare over the last couple of months. What started off quite generous, the 80 gigabyte hard drive that came as standard with the 13 inch MacBook, has very quickly been consumed with hidden things. I'm constantly removing music out of iTunes, video out of iMovie, and photos out of iPhoto, and still can't really, you know, free up that much space. Even now, when I installed this, I needed to free up 5 gig, and that was a struggle. So, yeah, to gain 7 gig, as they say, you know, you can gain up to 7 gig, that would be quite a nice thing to have that spare. And hopefully, in future, maybe Apple concentrate on making it so that we don't need to worry that much about our data on our laptops. I'm thinking, you know, cloud-based sort of data management software would be good. You know, the idea of having one iTunes library. I've got multiple devices. I've got the iPhone, I've got my laptop, and Emma's got a iMac. We've got the Apple TV, and one thing that really frustrates me is having to sort of, you know, manage each of their libraries. It'd be great if you could just have one library that belongs to me, and I can access it from anywhere. When I buy new music, it gets updated to all of the different libraries, and you can access that without the fear of having to transfer music left, right and centre and losing it. Because one of the really annoying things about Apple, which I've not been able to work out and get to the bottom of, I'm sure there is a way around it, but if you transfer folders, if there's a similar folder, if you're transferring a folder with only one album in it, say, and you transfer it to a folder which has got 10 albums in by the same artist, it asks you if you want to replace it, but it doesn't seem to add the contents to the folder, so you'll end up with a copy of the one album and lose 9, and I'm constantly losing music because of that, so they need to sort all that crap out. But anyway, let's see how it goes, and I'll let you know if it's any good. Catch you later. Bye-bye for now.